Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Director by David Ignatius, narrated by George Guidel, and directed by Abigail McHugh. The author opens with a quote from Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. It takes something more than intelligence to act intelligently. And now, the director.
Graham Weber first encountered James Morris at Caesar's Palace Hotel in Las Vegas. Weber was watching the controlled chaos of the Palace Casino just beyond the lobby. This was the gambling proletariat. The heavy hitters were deeper in the hotel, at the Forum Casino, or in private rooms. Weber studied the people at the tables with the curiosity of a successful businessman who didn't like to gamble except on a sure thing. A younger man approached Weber from behind, tapped him on the shoulder, showed him his government identification, and offered to carry his bag. Weber was just under 6 feet, wearing an azure blue sports jacket over a pair of tan slacks. He had the blonde hair, ruddy cheeks, and good health of a man who in his youth might have been a high school football quarterback, or an assistant golf pro. His eyes were an aqua blue that seemed to sparkle from reflected light in the same way as water in the sunlight. Weber was, in fact, a businessman in the communications industry, closing in on his first $500 million when he met Morris. He had come to town to give a speech on Internet privacy to a convention of computer hackers.
"I turn off your cell phone, sir," said Morris. "Take the batteries out, too, if you want to be safe."